Hello and welcome to another episode of the Digital Embellishment Show. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest. We have the CEO of Harris and Bruno International himself, Mr. Nick Bruno. Nick, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, Kevin. Thanks for having me on today.
Of course. It's lots of great ideas, lots of great things to talk about with the things that are going on at Harris and Bruno. Lots of rumors to address, and maybe you can kind of help clarify some of those rumors for us, seeing as how you're on the Digital Embellishment Show. I have an idea, or I guess you have an idea of where some of this conversation is going to go. But, you know, I think before we get into it, I think people want to know you as a person and who you are. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get into the printing industry? Like, what's your story, Nick? How did you get into this this fun industry that we're all in?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long journey. You know, next year will be my 40th year at Harris and Bruno. And when I was a little kid, I was always in and out of, you know, Harris and Bruno was a small job shop for many years that my father had, and I was always in and out of there, you know, building something, go-kart, mini bike, or whatever. And I went to engineering school at Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo. After I got my degree, I worked for a few years in Silicon Valley, really rewarding jobs down there, really fast-paced. And then my dad said, hey, you know, I'm going to retire, and I'm either going to sell this business or, you know, if you want to learn it, I'll teach it to you and you can buy it. And so I that was in 1984. I took off my my tie and work in a machine shop and learned the business. But he had a really good niche. His niche was building custom machinery for web handling companies. So back then, we were in San Leandro in the San Francisco Bay Area. We did a lot of, you know, machines for flexible packaging, web offset, magnetic media. We were building unwinds, rewinds, coders, laminators, and so it was really fun. We'd machine all the parts, put everything together, and then go install it at a customer site.
Wow.
And but at about that time, a lot of industry was leaving California, so you know, he's told me, you know, if you want to make it, you need to figure out a, you know, something different here. So in about 1986, we teamed up with, at that time it was called Crown Zellerbach. They got bought out by James River, and they were probably the highest quality flexible packaging printer in the United States. And we built a chamber doctor blade system for them, for their FlexoPress, for a FlexoPress, and retrofitted it, got rid of the rubber roll, put the chamber system on a ceramic laser engraved roll. And it worked really well. And that's what got us more into being a, outside of the Bay Area machinery builder. We were retrofitting FlexoPresses, that was our main business for about the next 10 years, all across the United States.
Wow.
And then in the late 90s, about 1997, Komori America, which is a dominant force in the sheet fed offset industry, contacted us and said, hey, we'd like you to do a chamber system and pumping system to go onto one of our tower coders. And honestly, at that time, I'd never even, didn't even know what a sheet fed offset press was. And I went and looked at it and like, wow, this tower coder is really a flexo station. And so we did that installation and it worked really well. And then that really changed the course of Harris and Bruno again, because then it led us into international growth, where OEMs like Komori, Koenig & Bauer, wanted us to support them in their respective countries. So we, 1998, we opened an office in Germany, and shortly thereafter, we established an office in Japan. And so it was a good ride. And then in about 2011, we decided to get into coding on digital media, and we were the first company to really build a high-quality coder that could put coatings onto digitally printed sheets, and we could lay down coatings and dry and cure them as well as you could on an offset press. So that really propelled us into the digital space.
Wow. So you've reinvented your business multiple times and taken it from how many people when you joined, was it Harrison Bruno, you said? Was it six?
There were six guys there. Yeah.
Wow. To today, I mean, you guys have grown the company significantly. And how big is the company today, Nick?
I think we're probably globally, we're about 150 people.
Wow, that's beautiful. So that's, and you know, as a business owner, you know, you've had to take a lot of decisions and obviously you've made historically more right decisions than wrong, or you wouldn't be where you are today. And there's a lot of rumors in the market today about you guys making yet another reinvention of the company. And that's the world of digital embellishment. And I think that's really exciting. That's really where I spend a lot of my time. Can you address any of those rumors? Is there anything that you want to tell the people watching? Is it something you could talk about, or is it a top secret? Or tell us what you can tell us.
Well, I mean, we let the cat out of the bag a couple months ago, and you know, we've been working on this for a while. But essentially, we looked at the digital embellishment market over the last couple years, and saw a gap there. You know, the machines are machines out there do a great job, but they all require lamination for good quality, and they don't have the ability to do uncoated media, which is a real shortcoming. So we are combining our analog coating technology with some proprietary barrier coating and then digitally embellishing after that. And results so far have been very successful. We made a commitment to do a large booth at Drupa and bring a machine to Drupa. We have a working prototype at our factory in Roseville, California. And so yeah, it's the rumors are true.
Wow. So that's interesting. So you're flood coating and then inkjet, I'm guessing it's an inkjet based machine.
Yep.
And then are you doing foil as well or just the varnish?
Yeah, no, we'll have foil capabilities as well.
Wow. So you said something really interesting that I think anybody in following digital embellishments will agree to. You said that you're able to put down a proprietary barrier coating to be able to digitally embellish onto uncoated materials. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? Is there anything else that you can tell us, or is that something that we're gonna have to wait till Drupa to see? Or
it's well, amazing. You know, I mean, we've spent a lot of years perfecting the delivery of liquid coatings, with an Anilox roll onto a substrate, and so we understand that technology really well. We've been doing, did it in flexo printing, then we did it in offset coating on offset. We do it. A big market for us now is building full coaters to put liquid coating onto inkjet media. Mm-hmm. And so we understand that technology well, and we just, a lot of the things and the tricks of the trade we've learned through the years has allowed us to combine analog and digital in one machine. So in one pass, you'll be able to take a printed sheet and embellish it and not have to worry about bleed through or substrate type, et cetera.
Wow, that just sounds like it's going to make a lot of people's lives easier. What format are you guys looking at for this new press? And is there a name yet, or do you have a name for this?
Yep, we call it the ZRX. And, our core business is with commercial and packaging printers in the B2, B1 space. So, we will focus on B2 and B1, and the machine will be able to be configured in either format.
Okay, that's great. So really for the higher end, I guess, in terms of the volume, the higher end in terms of the formats, that's excellent. And I think, your name kind of speaks for itself. A lot of people know the quality that you guys are kind of known for. So I think a lot of us will be watching this this project with anticipation. Tell me one last thing. When do you think this machine should be available to buy on the market? When can people start expecting to look to place an order?
Well, I mean, we will we will be hopefully pre-selling some machines before Drupa. We will have the final version, production version, done probably March timeframe of next year. And you know, we'll take orders. I mean, we're a very vertically integrated manufacturer. You know, we have a very modern and extensive machine and fabrication facility. You know, we make most of our parts. We do all of our electromechanical assembly. So, I mean, when we gear up, you know, we can get to market without relying on other people. And so we should, you know, our plan is to pre-sell before Drupa, sell at Drupa, and then start shipping machines in Q3.
Fantastic. Q3 of 2024.
Yes, sir.
That is very exciting. I think more and more people are starting to get into the world of digital embellishments. I think this is a very big announcement. There's a lot of, I think, eyes that are going to be on this project. Nick, I wish you absolutely the best of luck. I would like to give you the last word. Is there anything you want to tell the watchers that are watching us today? Anything specific? Anything at all? Go ahead. Now's the time to say it.
Sure. No, I just, you know, I'd like to thank all of our customers and partners for being so loyal through the years. I mean, we have a really good following of not only OEMs, but end users. And, you know, this ZRX digital embellishment machine will be, you know, it will be placed like our other offerings. We're not the low price guys. You know, our machines tend to be expensive, but the productivity and reliability is always very high. The service is exceptional. We do a great job of taking care of our customers, and we'll do the same with this product.
Oh, beautiful. Very good. Well, if anybody wants more information, we're going to put some more information about Harrison Bruno in the links below. Please don't forget to check them out. Subscribe to the Digital Embellishment Show and check out all of our fun content that we have around this beautiful market. Mr. Bruno, I can't tell you how much we appreciate your time today. We know you're a busy guy. So thank you very much for giving us the scoop on what you guys are up to. And have a fantastic Thanksgiving.
Yeah, same to you, Kevin. Thanks for having me on, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.